There's no other worthy one, no other King of Kings, whose mercies like the morning dew. So we have come to worship you. We've come to
Jesus, Yeshua, Isa, says, "Come to me." He also explains why. God, Elohim, is seeking genuine worshipers, which he also explains are those who worship in spirit and in truth. Those words are not religious code. Spirit simply means intent. Truth is the real action. So, simply put to our generation, he means the Father is looking for people who not only intend to worship, sing songs about it, preach sermons about it, study and ponder the concept, but who actually worship. When Messiah uttered those words to the Samaritan woman at Jacob's well, he was not saying the Father was taking auditions for musicians or singers. Worship is not just singing songs together in church. That comes after the fact. It's a result. He was passionately inviting any who will come to me and letting them know that worship is that action. To specifically abandon my claim to my right to myself and completely surrender to his claim, to his right to myself. How does that play out in action? I immediately turn toward him every time I hear his voice and come to him no matter what I have to leave behind. A pastor and dear friend from South Africa, with breathless awe, described to me recently his experience being in the room with a certain very poor tribe as they worshiped. He said there was no posing pretense, no guile, as they let their passion for their Savior explode from their bodies as the Holy Spirit led the way in pouring out their hearts at Jesus' feet and drinking in His joy at gathering them into Himself, singing and raptured as one body in a divine dance. He said the obvious reason for this freedom is that they have nothing but Him. There is no buffer zone between them. Nothing they have or think is valued enough to hamper or delay their being one with Him, moving together as His physical body. Oh, what a glorious illustration of what heaven really is.